USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Arizona inmates who escaped from prison around 5 days ago were captured in a cotton field Thursday morning. 49-year-old John Sharpiat, convicted of child molestation and sentenced to 35 years, and 61-year-old David Harmon, sentenced to 100 years on kidnapping charges, were captured in Coolidge, Arizona. An experimental coronavirus vaccine developed by biotech company Novavax is 89.3% effective at preventing COVID-19. It also showed that it protected against the UK variant of the virus. Unlike the vaccines developed by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, which use snippets of genetic code known as messenger RNA to trigger the immune system, Novavax's vaccine relies on synthesized coronavirus proteins to jumpstart the body's immune system. The United States on Thursday called for calm just hours after a top official from China said Taiwan's independence would mean war with Taipei, and those who play with fire will burn themselves. End quote. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Good-paying union jobs are being destroyed by President Biden. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President Biden has signed a record 37 executive actions in his first week in office, and the exact number of executive orders is not known because the Federal Register has not been updated since January 21st. Biden issuing more edicts in his first week than any of his predecessors. Neil Crabtree lost his job due to the Keystone XL executive order. He reminds everyone,
this is an American job issue. I don't care if you if you're union or non-union. This administration is attacking our industry altogether. This new administration is after the industry as a whole. Not just. It doesn't matter if you're union or non-union tonight. I'm looking at all Americans. I'm trying to stand up for American workers. This is a fight that we need to be in together.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Carolina is attempting to change their abortion laws. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Lawmakers in the South Carolina State Senate have passed a bill to ban most abortions, sending it to the Republican-controlled House, where it's expected to pass. But its fate is in doubt, as it will likely face a lengthy litigation before it becomes law. The state's governor, Henry McMaster, said he intends to sign the controversial South Carolina Fetal Heartbeat Protection from Abortion Act when it lands on his desk. The bill prohibits a doctor under threat of felony charges and a 2-year prison sentence from performing an abortion after the heartbeat of a fetus has been detected. That generally occurs between 6 to 8 weeks after conception and before most people know if they are pregnant. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The number of abortion clinics in South Carolina has fluctuated over the years, with 15 in 1982, 18 in 1992, and only 3 in 2014. With very little details, the family of Cicely Tyson announced she passed on Thursday. Cicely in 2017 reflects on Steve Harvey's TV show, getting the Medal of Freedom from President Obama.
First of all, I have to tell you, I absolutely never expected to have President Obama hang a medal on my neck. All things are possible. Only believe.
Cicely Tyson was 96 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.